With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some of the most famous catches in NFL history. I know Scraby's favorite is the catch.
The catch.
Yes, and of course the immaculate reception. And now every time somebody throws one deep down the field at the end of the half or at the end of the game, and everybody jumps up for it, what do they call it, Tony?
A Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's right. And that,
a prayer.
That originated with this great wide receiver who joins us right now, Drew Pearson, caught the very first Hail Mary for the Dallas Cowboys in 1975. Drew Pearson. Drew, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
You got it, guys. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure having you on. I want to just open with the Hail Mary catch, because you know you made it against Nate Wright, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but Nate Wright went to San Diego State.
Yep.
So he's got a little local tie on this play. Can you take us back to that? It's a strange play when we look back on it nowadays, 30, 40 years later, because they didn't have like nine guys back there defending the end zone. It was just you and Nate Wright going for that ball pretty much.
Yeah, it was that type of Hail Mary, and even though we call all desperate plays or desperate passing situations, and if they come through, we call those Hail Mary situations, even though they might be just throwing the ball up into a crowd and somebody coming down with it. But as you said, in my Hail Mary situation with Nate Wright, it was man-to-man. We were playing the Vikings, and they played a prevent defense and a zone defense within that prevent. But if you came into their territory, their area, they picked you up man. So we knew that on Nate Wright, and he was more of a man-type cover. And so I ran a turn-in takeoff on him from the 50-yard line with 28 seconds left, no timeouts. And Roger hit me coming down the sideline. The ball was underthrown, came back and made the catch. Nate Wright went down. Viking fans say I pushed them. Cowboys fans say good play.
I'm glad you said
good
it that way.
Touchdown. And so the controversy continues as far as that's concerned. But after the game, everybody asked Roger Staubach what happened on the play. He said, I threw the ball as far as I could, and I said a Hail Mary. And then the next day in the Dallas newspaper says Cowboys win by a Hail Mary. And it took off from there.
Yeah, and history was made from from there. Drew, I want to ask you about, you know, America's team at the present time. What do you think about what's going on with the Cowboys? And do you think is there a need for a change in direction?
You know, there might be. You know, Troy Aikman came out and said that as far as not with the coaching. He said didn't matter who might be the coach, but if you have the same front office and same people making decisions concerning the football team and you're not getting the results, then maybe there needs to be changes there. But we all know there's not going to be any changes there.
That's so true.
You know, Troy could speak that, and, you know, I understand where he's coming from, but those changes won't be made, so we're going to just have to live with whatever comes down, and hopefully sometimes that's good enough. As you look at our record, 3-5, we've been mediocre for quite some time, and we're on that treadmill as far as the football team. The franchise is doing great, you know.
Sure.
$5 billion it's worth, but as far as the football team, futility has been the main thing. And that's unfortunate. So we got to find a way to get out of that, and that's what Troy was talking about as far as his comments were concerned.
Drew Pearson was a three-time first-team All-Pro wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys back in the 1970s when I was growing up and just falling in love with the NFL. So this is one of my all-time favorites. I'm very excited to have you on the show, Drew. But I'm looking, it's really is interesting. I mean, the most receptions you ever had in 1 year, 62. And I'm just wondering, when you watch them play football these days, how much you wish maybe you would come along now, because 62 catches, they get that in about a month now. They throw the ball so much. You know what I mean? I mean, it would be so fun to play. I mean, not only that, they can't even touch you and guard you.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be illegal right now. But I'd rather be back because of the money they're paying as opposed to the I'd like to get some of that money they're paying for mediocrity, you know, and for not as much production. Because everything has relevance, you know. We didn't throw the ball that much back then, so 62 catches was
it was a ton back then,
you know. So, but that was the relevance of the time. But it's a little different now. But yeah, I would love to be playing now with the rule changes and being able to get off the line. My first 5 years in the league, they had the rules where the defensive back can do anything they wanted to you, as long as the ball wasn't in the air. When you're going against guys like Mel Blount, people like that. You talk about San Diego, Willie Buchanan. I remember playing against him when he was with the Chargers. You're going against guys like that, really physical guys. It was really tough to get off the line of scrimmage. And when I came into the league, I was only 170 pounds. I never lifted any weights until I got into the NFL. And I don't know where that strength came from, but I was able to deal with that. And when the rule changed in 79, you know, I was one of the most guys that was most appreciative of that. Because now they can just give you that one bump in the five-yard area, kind of what they use nowadays. So that made a big difference. But all the other things in the secondary, can't go for the head and knees and all that kind of stuff nowadays, you see. So, and then the opportunity to catch balls. They throw the ball a lot. So it's better for wide receivers, and because of that, they make a heck of a lot more money than we did back in the day.
Yeah, and it certainly seems like the fans have really enjoyed the scoring that has taken place. Drew, what did you? I have to ask you this. What did you think about David Akers trying to replicate what you did at the draft this past year?
Yeah, I understand what he was trying to do, but, you know, like most of his kicks, they were wide right.
Yes!
Remind us what you did, Drew, because some of the listeners may not remember your draft day exploits.
Yeah, I had the opportunity. The Cowboys selected me to make that second-round pick for the Cowboys because they're, you know, that was a players' round, and Legends Hall of Famers were all there, and I was just honored to be selected. When you think of all the Cowboy Hall of Famers and Legend Ring of Honor guys that they could have selected, they did, you know, they selected me. So on the flight up there, I was like preparing what to say, you know, to show my appreciation. But once I got there and gotten in that environment, I did not plan to deliver it that way. You know, I planned on taking advantage of a little more time at the podium. You know, because I'm a wide receiver, I recognize this is national TV.
Attaboy. You know,
I'm going to get as much airtime as I could, so I'm not going to go up there and read my card and come right back. But when the commissioner announced that Drew Pearson, or the up next with the Cowboys, 60th pick Drew Pearson, the place went wild. And then when I went out there, I got fired up, and they were booing me. And so I delivered it the way I did. And I wanted to include, of course, Jerry and his family, the franchise, and all that, the success, and kind of throw that in the face of the Philadelphia Eagles and their fans. And then, you know, my presentation was conducive and went over well because it was the environment was conducive to that type of situation. Right.
And it was organic, too. It was fresh.
Organic, yeah. Right. And now you go into AT&T Stadium the next year and a lot of guys tried to duplicate that, but the atmosphere was not that way.
Right.
You know, you had 32 teams represented in the stadium and only 30 or 50 people or so representing each of those teams. So you just couldn't get the same atmosphere.
Right.
But Akers tried it anyway, and he fell quite short.
Quite short. I like Drew Pearce. It's great having you on. Love talking football with you. We could do it all day. Hey, Drew, what are you up to? Just relaxing right now, enjoying football? I mean, you've been out of the game. I can't believe you've been out of the game. I'm not even going to say, but
yeah,
a few
years, man.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, I still see
doing,
you slanting over the middle. Go ahead.
Yeah, some personal appearances and hanging out and following the Cowboys. Got a little restaurant at DFW Airport. You know, staying on top of that and doing things like that. But, you know, I've been blessed in my life after football as a former Dallas Cowboy, and you know, it's been all good. So I'm doing good. I'm going to take two and go to right. you know, baseball.
Yeah, I like that. Take
back
two.
In the day.
That's I've heard that saying quite often in my household.
Yeah, Tony knows
well,
that one.
Choke up first and then go to rec, right?
Yeah. There well, Dez Bryant signed today with the Saints, and of course, he wore number 88 with the Cowboys, and they've been showing all these highlights of him running around today, Drew, on TV. I don't know if you've seen it, but when I've seen it, I just think of you because you were the original 88 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You were the 88. I know Dez Bryant is the guy everybody knows in this day and age, but you were special. You were spectacular. It was fun watching you, and it's a thrill for me anyway to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me, and go Cowboys.
Okay. Absolutely. You got it. There he is, Drew Pearson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.